local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
7.05, FM Talk 106.5. On the cusp of a big Labor Day weekend, Dr. Bill's got our weekend weather scale on the way. We'll check in with Kelly for headlines. First, here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, state troopers there at Moffitt and Oak Hill Drive at Sims. An overturned vehicle had hit a tree, so be careful there. Three different accidents on the interstate. Westbound I-10 to northbound 65. That's going to be a car in a ditch. Westbound I-10 between Virginia and Broad Street. That one hit the barrier. And westbound I-10 between Michigan and DIP. A car hit a light pole. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night in Mobile's only piano bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel. Tonight at 7, enjoy regional brews and handcrafted cocktails with the music of co-founder of Wed Willie, John David Anthony. We'll see you tonight. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Football in the South, tailgate season, and FM Talk 106.5's annual Ultimate Tailgate Showcase Extravaganza. A prize pack worthy of exceptional fans that support the team, including a 55-inch Samsung QLED 4K TV, plus a Samsung soundbar from Bailey's TV on Government Boulevard, a $4,000 prize. And that's just the beginning. More great prizes and details on how to enter to win coming soon. It's the annual Ultimate Tailgate Contest from FM Talk 106.5.
707 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings online at fmtalk1065.com, where you can get podcasts of this show and all the other live local hours we do every single week here at FM Talk 106.5. That's fmtalk1065.com. Sitting at 74 now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A six-year-old child from Florida missing for more than 6 months has been found safely in Baldwin County, all thanks to a tip. Six-year-old Alexander Farmer was found in a Summerdale RV park by local law enforcement after going missing from his home in Florida, and happened back in February of this year. Summerdale Police Department says that they received a tip that he'd been spotted with a man believed to be his father. Police then searched that park but could not find the child. But later that evening, during a routine patrol, authorities did locate the little boy, but at a different RV park, but with the same man. Authorities confirmed that his father, 35-year-old Justin Jentz, had been using a false identity to stay at different RV parks in the local area. Jentz now faces an extradition hearing so he can be returned to Florida to face charges. Little Alexander is currently with the Department of Children and Families. News out of our nation's capital this morning, impacting thousands of federal employees. President Donald Trump says he is canceling pay raises for federal employees, which were scheduled to take effect in January. President Trump says, quote, "We must maintain efforts to put our nation on a fiscally sustainable course, and federal agency budgets cannot sustain such increases. In light of our nation's fiscal situation, federal employee pay must be performance-based and align strategically toward recruiting, retaining, and rewarding high-performing federal employees and those with critical skill sets." Reports say that Congress, though, could override the president's pay raise freeze, but there are different plans in the House and Senate. Mr. Trump says federal pay would have automatically risen by 2.1% next year. This freeze impacts employees covered by the general schedule. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The University of South Alabama Board of Trustees will meet this morning. We're told to expect a big announcement out of that meeting. One thing we know will be discussed is changing the name of USA Medical Center to University Hospital. That meeting begins at 10:30. A second suspect has been identified in a frightening home invasion in the middle of the afternoon Sunday in West Mobile. He is 26-year-old Paris Dixon. Once captured, he'll be charged with burglary and assault. Dixon's alleged accomplice, Brandon Williams, is in jail this morning with a $150,000 bond. The Morgan County Sheriff's Office is searching for an escaped inmate this morning. 30-year-old Abdullah Russell of Decatur was part of a group that was being transported for a work detail. The corrections van stopped at a gas station and Russell walked away. Russell was serving time for theft. He only had a year left on his sentence. He now faces a second-degree escape charge. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
This is Dalton Orwig, and I'm sitting here with Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape talking about football season. And Sid, it's right around the corner.
Yeah, Dalton, football season is going to be here before you know it. Fall is going to be here before you know it. So right now, what we're encouraging everyone to do is give us a call. Let us help you plan your new backyard living space. Maybe you want an outdoor kitchen. Maybe you want a backyard patio. Maybe you just want the backyard to look a little better. We can help with that. Maybe you want the front entrance to look better. Maybe you want your landscape beds to look a little better. We can help with that. Or maybe you just let the landscape go for the last few years. We can come in and clean everything up before those football parties or Thanksgiving or anything else. So right now is a good time to be planting because fall is the best time to be planting.
How can we contact you to have the crew come out?
Well, find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or give us a call, 626-3309.
All right. Thank you, Sid. That's Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape.
Auburn.
Set him, fakes it, keeps it. Around left end, he has a block. He's at the 10, cuts it up, 5. He scores!
A top 15 clash in Atlanta.
Pass is caught!
Coverage begins tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. on your home for Auburn football.
On your official Auburn football station, FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:12, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Friday, start of a big Labor Day weekend. Of course, football got started in earnest last night and a big time come tomorrow. And it's just signs of fall getting ready to come. So is this, too. I got a note from our friends at Cottage Hill Package. They've got a Sam Adams Oktoberfest tasting and Stein hoisting coming up on September 20th, which, by the way, like we had talked about the other day, for Oktoberfest is celebrated in September.
That was news
like
to me.
Like in Germany, you'd think, you know, me too, for the longest time, I'd be a, you know, dumb American, right? Mm-hmm. Oktoberfest, that's probably in October. That's in September.
Time to break out the Lederhosen.
That's right. Well, there's never a bad time for Lederhosen and a Tyrolean cap, but it is in September, and they are celebrating Sam Adams Oktoberfest tasting and Stein hoisting coming up Thursday, September 20th, 6 to 8 at Cottage Hill Package, corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. Check them out online, cottagehillpackage.com, or just search Cottage Hill Package on Facebook, and you'll get updates of all the great activities going on with the Manis family. All right, time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by the Rolling Tiger Boosters Club and T. Batchelor & Sons.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
All right, you made it to Friday. Just got to make it through Friday now. Hey, Gus Malzahn broke down Washington in a way that might apply to his own team.
You know, an experienced team that's had success, I mean, that presents some challenges. They won 10 games last year and got the majority of their guys back, so, you know, that's a challenge.
Similarities across the board. Key returners all over the field. Few players gone to the NFL, but loads of talent seemingly ready to step in. All the makings of the top 10 showing its build to be tomorrow afternoon. Coverage here on the network begins at 11:30 Central tomorrow morning from Atlanta. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
At home or on the go, Alpha has made it easier than ever to handle your insurance needs. With the Alpha To Go mobile app, everything you need is right at your fingertips. Pay your insurance premiums, access policy information, file a claim, even view your policy ID cards, all from the convenience of Alpha's easy-to-use mobile app. Download Alpha To Go on your iPhone or Android device today. at home or on the go. Alpha's got you covered.
Volleyball and soccer open road weekends tonight. Volleyball at Butler. Here's Rick Knoll.
Going into it, we looked at our schedule and we wanted to make sure that everybody we played, you know, it's would be a big challenge and would be somebody that could help us, you know, as we went throughout the season.
The Tigers play Illinois State and Eastern Illinois tomorrow. Soccer is at Cal State Fullerton tonight and Long Beach State Sunday.
This is an opportunity for us to learn and, you know, potentially prepare for postseason because both these teams in the last 2 years have been in the NCAA tournament.
Karen Hoppe's team off to a 4-0 start to the year. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Established in 1985, T. Batchelor & Son has been a leader in the heating and cooling industry for over 30 years. Our team of professionals is trained to offer prompt, courteous service with your comfort and satisfaction being our ultimate goal. We offer a complete line of home comfort products that fit into any budget, utilizing energy-efficient natural gas. So call the comfort people at T. Batchelor & Son today, 639-9234, where your family's comfort is our family's goal. See us on the web at tbachelorandson.com.
Mark your calendars. It's the 5th annual Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash. Support Auburn University Wheelchair Basketball. November 14th from 6 till 9 p.m. at St. Dominic's Murphy Center. Enjoy great music, delicious food and drink catered by Bay Gourmet, and be entered for the $10,000 drawdown. Tickets are $100 per couple and are available at Rim Animal Clinic. A great time with great people supporting Auburn Wheelchair Basketball and a chance to win $10,000. Don't miss the annual Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash. Call Rim Animal Clinic for your ticket today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The sun is brutal this time of year on the Gulf Coast, so protect yourself, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with thermal and UV reduction ceramic films installed by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting. Don't let the sun damage your most valuable investments. Window tinting also increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is aesthetically pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint with a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. ProTint has you covered. Call today. 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, still working accidents down westbound I-10, the northbound 65. Got a car in a ditch there. Also, have got one westbound I-10 between Michigan Avenue and DIP where a car hit a light pole. And an overturned vehicle still working there. Moffitt and Oak Hill Drives can be slowing up traffic. Remember, the school zones are busy this next hour, back down to 15 miles an hour. The racing returns for the final points race of the season this Labor Day, Monday night at Flomaton Speedway with a huge fireworks display and all the divisions running. Find them on Facebook and at FlomatonSpeedway.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 718 FM Talk 106.5, 75 now at our studios, and some showers this morning. More of that for the weekend. Talk to Dr. Bill about that coming up. Time to check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about this weekend coming up. But first, let's talk about that inventory. And we were talking about it yesterday, and you just told me you got more inventory since yesterday.
Absolutely. You know, we got the best selection of vehicles under $10,000 we've had in a long time. I mean, we got a Mustang GT convertible, beautiful car. We got Mercedes Benz. We got trucks, 3-inch full size trucks under $10,000, a couple small trucks under $10,000, SUVs under $10,000. So we got a great selection under $10,000, and we can put a warranty on all of them, and we can get them all financed.
Well, okay, because that's people's questions when they hear that you got that great price point under $10,000. Are the financing options there under $10,000?
Absolutely. We can get them financed as low as $2,500.
I like that.
Be covered.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Give us directions to come check out the vehicles and all this new inventory at LCM.
All right, we're Highway 90 West at Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook, call us at 375-0068, and I would like to say we will be closed Labor Day.
All right, and then we'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Sounds good.
There you go. Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 720, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News from Montgomery this morning as a 13-year-old child has been arrested for allegations that she threatened to send bombs to several schools. The Montgomery Public Schools Communication Office and their staff say they received information at 8:55 p.m. on Tuesday about a social media post with that threat, and they witnessed the post. The police were then notified, and by 10:37 p.m., the suspect had been identified and a search warrant secured. At 2:25 a.m., Montgomery police executed that search warrant and arrested the 13-year-old child. She is not a current student. Because she's a minor, her name, though, is not being released. But here's what we do know. She is charged with making a terroristic threat. The services for Senator John McCain have wrapped up on the West Coast in Arizona. The East Coast services begin today at 10 a.m. our time at the U.S. Capitol. Vice President Mike Pence will present the administration wreath and represent the White House. Senators Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer will present the Senate wreath. House Speaker Paul Ryan will present the House wreath. The doors to the public will open at 2 p.m. as a senator lies in state. Then on Saturday at 8:30 a.m., there will be a wreath-laying ceremony at the Vietnam War Memorial, followed by the National Memorial Service at the Washington National Cathedral at 10 a.m. Speakers will be Mr. McCain's daughter, Megan, and son, Jimmy, former Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama, Senator Joe Lieberman, and former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. Pallbearers will include Vice President Joe Biden, the former VP, actor Warren Beatty, and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Mr. McCain will be laid to rest in Annapolis at a private ceremony Sunday at the U.S. Navy Academy. That is where Senator Lindsey Graham and General David Petraeus will speak about the late Senator John McCain. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
723 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday and Getaway Friday as well, as people getting ready to head out. Let's do our, you know, AAA. More Americans will be trying, you know, blah, 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 blah. Uh-huh. Gas prices are at a high level. They are. They've held steady, but about 50 cents more a gallon than they were this time last year. I don't think it's going to keep anybody from going anywhere.
I guess it does check out, though, with the unemployment numbers lower than they've been in so long. That means more people will need to go out and celebrate Labor Day by not working. And
by riding around.
Riding around.
sounds like the stuff on my Nextdoor app.
Yes.
I get the Nextdoor reports. A lot of stuff from our neighborhoods of people saying, they're just out, people are just riding through our neighborhood. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, are they doing anything wrong? People just driving. They're out driving. Okay. Right, just want to see how that, I mean, it's not saying they're speeding or doing anything like that, but there's people out riding through the neighborhood.
The same people that put the signs in their yard that say drive slowly then get upset when someone's driving slowly because they think they're casing their house.
Right. There's no winning on the Nextdoor app. No. That's for sure. Right, 724 FM Talk 106.5. Caught this story from the folks over at Kentucky.com. Oh. Yes, y'all. There's a Kentucky.com.
I'm checking this out right now.
Kentucky.com. It's a state of Kentucky news website here. A 35-year-old guy in Kentucky was arrested last Friday after he faked a heart attack.
Okay.
I'm thinking of Fred Sanford with faking a heart. Yeah. But here, the why. I mean, I don't think faking a heart attack, if you just did it, I guess it wouldn't get you arrested. But if you made them call 911 for you, mm-hmm. you could get in trouble.
Was he trying to get away from someone?
No, he's trying to get to somewhere.
Okay.
Someone at a convenience store in Kentucky Yeah, pull it together, Sullivan. So what, a convenience store in Kentucky called 911 last Friday after a 35-year-old person named Kenneth Couch claimed he was having a heart attack. Turns out he was not having a heart attack. He was fine. He just wanted a free ride to the hospital because he was a fan of the food at the cafeteria at the hospital.
Oh, no.
Yes. And
really?
I got to say, while I wouldn't fake a heart attack, I've had some pretty good food. I mean, you know, you're usually, if you're at the hospital and you're not working, it's a, you know, it's a tough time for some reason you're there, but cafeteria food at the hospital is pretty good stuff. Obviously, this guy's a big fan, had no ride to get to the hospital, so he fakes the heart attack. Paramedics show up, and they had to transport him. When he gets to the hospital, he hops out of the ambulance and walks straight in to the cafeteria.
Did he leave a tip or anything like that?
That'd be negative. But the paramedics then got on the radio and let the police department know about this. Mm-hmm. So then the law enforcement showed up and arrested him for making a false report. So while he's there with his, you know, chicken plate, I mean, it's Kentucky, right? Mm-hmm. They charge him in connection with a stolen gun he apparently also took from somebody else's house. And he also had an active warrant out for writing bad checks.
A true genius here.
Yes. So, but yes, it looks like he's going to be heading to jail for a while. Silver lining is Ken's discerning palate now will get prison food in the mix.
I need to write this hospital down and put it on the list of places I need to visit. If it's that good that this guy's calling the ambulance to take him to the hospital cafeteria, I need to check this out.
This is a big caper. That's his big plan. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I know it's a long way down there to the hospital. I'm going to act like I'm having a heart attack. And the ambulance, which, by the way, we all end up paying for in our insurance cost.
Mm.
I'm going to have the ambulance transport me to the hospital so I can get some delicious lunch.
Now, I wonder, when they pulled in, did he just, like, hop right up and go, ah, I'm better
now? That's
what it
says, yes.
Or was he pulling the, like, I'm asleep, I'm unconscious right now, and then he pokes one eye open when they get to the hospital, and then he just runs out when he gets the chance.
Let me go back to the line here from the folks over at Kentucky.com. When paramedics got him there, he hopped out of the ambulance and walked straight into the cafeteria. If I'm the paramedics at that point, yeah, maybe I take those shock paddles they have.
Yeah,
that, you know, to restart somebody's heart, and just light them up with them. Just run after them.
Maybe some Narcan. I don't know what happens when you use Narcan on someone that doesn't need it, but no. I'm sure it's not good.
I'm sure the paramedics have a suite of ideas that they could use to take old boy out after they had to go, which means they might not have been able to go on a call for somebody actually having a heart attack.
Very selfish. I wish that Cops, or that new show Live PD, I wish they were rolling on this, because that would have been a good one to watch. It sounds like a Reno 911 kind of thing.
It does. It sounds like it's unreal. But it comes from Kentucky.com, so what are you going to do? Also, I guess when we're talking about the medical health stuff, this is, oh, man. 71-year-old South Korean man had raw sushi, so I guess sashimi, right? Mm-hmm. 71-year-old South Korean man then developed a fever and pain in his hand just hours after eating the raw fish, according to the New England Journal of Medicine. Now, the unnamed patient has a history of type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and end-stage renal disease. When he presented to the hospital 2 days after consuming the seafood, he had developed large blisters all over his left hand, with doctors diagnosing the infection as Vibrio vulnificus, we talk about here, a flesh-eating bacteria that they endeavored to treat with antibiotics. However, the patient's medical history left him at a higher risk of infection, and the blisters worsened, transforming into ulcers. We'll leave some of the descriptors out here. Spreading from his hand to his arm. Surgeons eventually had to amputate his arm 25 days after he arrived at the hospital.
Oh, man.
Now, we've talked about the Vibrio stories here and people getting those cuts, but usually it's cuts and then the water gets in the cut, mm-hmm. right? In this case, and we've talked about eating raw oysters for people that are at risk here. This guy touched the sushi.
And that transferred.
Right, because the Vibrio stuff was not internal. So obviously he had some kind of cut on his hand or something, touched the raw fish.
Right.
And the Vibrio was on it, and then, they ended up taking his whole arm.
And with his health issues, obviously a previously compromised immune system, which made it just advance way quicker than it usually would.
Okay, so if you have strong stomach or have eating your breakfast and veggie, I'll put the link up with the pictures on my Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5.
I'll click with caution, but I am going to click on that story.
Yeah, go check it out. 729 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill joins us next. Talk about the forecast for Labor Day and a look at the tropics, plus the weekend weather scale, all on the way.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The son of an Alabama lawmaker is in jail this morning after an overnight raid at his family's home in Bessemer. 26-year-old Anthony Terry Jr. was arrested Thursday. He is facing marijuana drug charges. Terry is the son of State Representative Louise Alexander, who calls it a witch hunt.
They tried to get a warrant the day before election to bust my house of saying my kids sell drugs, I sell drugs and stuff like that.
The Mobile County Sheriff's Office confirms it has located a blue Dodge Caravan wanted for following women in Mobile, Sims, and Theodore. The van was found in George County, Mississippi early Thursday morning. Two men in the van have been interviewed by investigators, but so far they are not facing any charges. Traffic is expected to pick up later today as travelers hit the road for the Labor Day holiday weekend. If that's you, be prepared to pay more at the pump. Gas prices climbed to a four-year high this summer. Right now, a gallon of gas is up nearly 50 cents compared to this time last year. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Once-in-a-lifetime savings right now at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Clearance pricing on selected Colonial and Franklin Liberty models in stock with up to $150 in free accessories. 12-month 0% financing with approved credit and free delivery up to 50 miles. Now's the time to secure your valuables in a Liberty Safe from Mike Ward's. But hurry, these deals won't last forever, and your fire and theft warranty will never run out. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B Moffitt at I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
President Trump wrapping up his attacks on the Trump Justice Department last night.
Our Justice Department and our FBI have to start doing their job and doing it right and doing it now.
At an Indiana campaign rally, Trump suggested he may take a direct role in managing the Justice Department. Organizers of Aretha Franklin's funeral insist it will be a spirit-filled service and not a show, despite the star power that will take part in the event later this morning. 1,000 members of the public are to be allowed into the church, but Ryan Young says there's some concern about that.
Well, one of the things that's kind of an issue right now is there's no tickets to get inside that funeral. So there's been a lot of conversation about who they're going to let in and who's not going to make it in.
Senator John McCain will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol this afternoon for public viewing of his casket after a ceremony featuring speakers from the Republican leadership on Capitol Hill. Wall Street stock futures pointing to a lower opening this morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, several accidents in the clearing stages, including one I-10 westbound between Michigan and DIP. That's a car versus a pole. Wreckers are on the scene. Westbound I-10 between DIP and 65. That's going to be the one off to the ditch. McVeigh Drive North and Navco. Also got one in Moffitt and Oak Hill Drive. State troopers are on the scene. Also, Wilmer Road South near Frank Williams Road. And remember, school zones are going to be busy back down to 15 miles an hour. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. You can see them online at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. More than a dozen employees at Wells Fargo were caught altering the timestamps on meal receipts. Marched to the exits were analysts and managing directors who ordered food during normal office hours and charged it to the bank, even though Wells Fargo only reimburses employees for meals eaten when they have to stay late at work. Yext software helps update a business's information across social media platforms. Yext lost 10 cents a share as revenue climbed 35%, a better earnings report than expected, but it offered a negative outlook for Q3. Memory chip maker Micron Technology is opening its purse in Virginia. It's investing $3 billion to significantly expand a semiconductor plant in Manassas and will set up an R&D center there, primarily focused on memory and storage for the automotive and industrial markets. The center is expected to employ roughly 100 engineers. The Dow closed 137 points lower. The Nasdaq fell 21 and the S&P dropped 13. Futures are trending lower. That's Your Money Now.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
It's the Labor Day flooring sale at Lumber Liquidators, and you can get some of the lowest prices of the season. Our flooring experts are ready to help find the perfect floor for you. With our new installation services, you'll get an in-home assessment, licensed and insured flooring installers, 1-year limited installation warranty, and flexible financing. Just pick your floor, we'll take care of the rest. The Labor Day flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5, 77 now at our studios, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, looking at the Labor Day weekend ahead, it's felt like it's supposed to this time of year, last week or so. What about the weekend?
Well, we've got quite a few thunderstorms to contend with today, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, although it looks like we may see fewer thunderstorms Monday. But this doesn't mean a washout for the weekend. It means a lot of these passing showers, although by mid-afternoon, skies will become mostly cloudy. There'll be enough thunderstorms around to do that. So the best time for sunshine would obviously be in the morning, and then, of course, with those passing showers, we'll see some breaks and the sun will come out. So it's not a total washout for the weekend, although a few of these thunderstorms could produce some very heavy downpours that might last for a little while, and then the sun will come out. So today, a good chance for thunderstorms. We've already seen a few around this morning around the bay. And the temperature today, well, in the mid, possibly upper 80s. So I don't think we'll make it to 90 because of the scattered thunderstorm activity. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, especially in the evening. Low tonight will be in the mid-70s. And then for Saturday and Sunday, scattered thunderstorms, particularly the late morning and afternoon hours, and the temperatures will be in the mid to upper 80s. Monday, partly cloudy with a few afternoon thunderstorms, and temperatures up about 88, possibly getting to around 90 degrees on Monday afternoon. After that, the middle of next week, typical weather for this time of the year with afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees.
All right, Dr. Bill, yesterday you were talking about a couple places in the tropics that had caught your eye. What about today?
Well, we still have this tropical wave that we've been watching. It's very, very slowly across the Northeast Caribbean and extending into the Atlantic. It's going to get into the area of the Bahamas over the weekend and reaching the Florida Peninsula. Moving into the Florida Peninsula Monday, and then into the Gulf of Mexico on Tuesday. Conditions are not favorable for organization until maybe when it gets to the Gulf, and it's possible then that it could organize. So we have a few days to watch this and see if the conditions do become favorable for the Gulf. Way out in the Atlantic, and I mean out near the African coast, we have a huge tropical wave that the National Hurricane Center is already projecting it to become a hurricane out in the Atlantic in the next several days. So it's out, just moving out into the Atlantic, and it's already well organized and should become a named storm, certainly a tropical depression here in the next 24 hours. Elsewhere, it's looking good, but we got a couple areas that we'll be watching.
Okay, so you're watching that out in the Atlantic going forward, and then you said timeline, not sure what it would be, but timeline for that disturbed weather coming into the Gulf is what, Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah, it looks like Tuesday. Tuesday will be moving into the Gulf of Mexico. And if conditions are favorable over the Gulf, then it could quickly organize. But it's really too early now to tell whether that's going to happen. But the track will take it into the Gulf.
All right, Dr. Bill, we will be listening to your updates 24/7 on that for sure. All right, weekend is here. Labor Day weekend is a big one here, so a lot of people paying attention to your semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. This weekend lays somewhere between 1 and 2 on that scale, Dr. Bill. What do you say?
Well, I said that a lot of these are passing showers, and it's not going to be a washout, but you will have to dodge a few of these thunderstorms starting today and on through the weekend. So I'm going to go with a 1.7180.
Okay, it could be worse. It could be worse. That's doable for a holiday weekend.
Yeah, it should work out, and as I mentioned, the best day with the fewest thunderstorms will be on Monday.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast for the Labor Day weekend. Of course, his eye on tropical weather all hurricane season long right here at FM Talk 106.5. 7:39, we'll check headlines. That's next with Kelly.
Owning a new Buick or GMC is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at McConnell Buick GMC. 1, visit us or go online at McConnellAutomotive.com to shop our inventory. 2, save time and money with our easy shopping experience. 3, drive away in your new Buick or GMC. Right now, you can find 2018 Buick Encores with 18% in real savings. Get a 2018 GMC Sierra 1500 for 14% off. That's over $7,000 in savings. Save 10% off 2018 GMC Acadias. That's over $4,000 of savings. And leasing is just as simple when you drive away in a 2018 GMC Terrain for $170 a month. For over 60 years, McConnell Buick GMC has been saving their customers time and money with their easy shopping experience. And now with the McConnell Price Promise, there's no way you can find a better deal anywhere in Mobile on any new Buick or GMC.
Terrain leases for the SLE package. Deal available for current leases of non-GM vehicles. 10% down plus first payment due at signing. Residency restrictions apply. All vehicles are featured with tax, tag, title, and dealer fees not included. With approved credit, see McConnell Buick GMC for details.
Keeps it around left end. He has a block. He's at the 10. Cuts it up. 5. He scores!
A top 15 clash in Atlanta.
Pass is caught! Touchdown! Auburn is dominating this game.
Coverage begins tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. on your home for Auburn football.
On your official Auburn football station, FM Talk 106.5.
741 FM Talk 106.5, and the football actually gets cranked up this morning. Football Friday with Phil Savage. He joins us here at 8:05, brought to you by the Royal Knights. So ready for some breakdown of the games? We're going to do that.
I can't wait. Yeah. I've been waiting for this for so long.
It's good to have him back for sure. I'll be talking to Phil at 8:05. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Fiddling with FM Talk 106.5. In your tech news this morning, Apple, they have sent out invitations for their fall, quote, gather round. It's an event where they're expected to unveil some new iPhones and more. The invitation is for an Apple special event planned for September the 12th from the Steve Jobs Theater. Tech insiders at The Verge say they expect to see the unveiling of their new iPhone lineup, Series 4 Apple Watch, a redesigned iPad Pro hardware, among other items, and possibly new colors for the iPhone, redesigns for the MacBook Air and Mac Mini, and iPad Pro with Face ID and an Apple Watch with a larger face could also be on the menu. Again, that's according to The Verge. The event will be live streamed September the 12th at 10 a.m. from the Steve Jobs Theater. A new restaurant opens its door here in Mobile at the Bel Air Mall. Texas de Brazil's third location in Alabama opened Wednesday night. It's known as a Brazilian-American steakhouse, famous for its all-you-can-eat menu of grilled meats. The CEO of the company says, quote, this opening on the Gulf Coast arrives just 1 month before Texas de Brazil's 20-year anniversary. And we are thrilled to join this community as we expand our family of restaurants. The regular adult dinner price begins at $40.99. New location is open for dinner 7 days a week. Plans do call for lunch service to be added soon. And there's also a feature, which includes a lounge. Other locations of the restaurant are in Huntsville and Birmingham. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk106.5.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The University of South Alabama Board of Trustees will meet this morning. We're told to expect a big announcement out of that meeting. One thing we know will be discussed is changing the name of USA Medical Center to University Hospital. That meeting begins at 10:30. A second suspect has been identified in a frightening home invasion in the middle of the afternoon Sunday in West Mobile. He is 26-year-old Paris Dixon. Once captured, he'll be charged with burglary and assault. Dixon's alleged accomplice, Brandon Williams, is in jail this morning with a $150,000 bond. The Morgan County Sheriff's Office is searching for an escaped inmate this morning. 30-year-old Abdullah Russell of Decatur was part of a group that was being transported for a work detail. The corrections van stopped at a gas station and Russell walked away. Russell was serving time for theft. He only had a year left on his sentence. He now faces a second-degree escape charge. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Good morning. It's a quarter till 8 here on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Don't forget, coming up right after 8 o'clock, the very first Football Friday of the 2018 NCAA football season. Looking forward to talking with Phil Savage, just like we do every year. I can't wait. Week 1 of the NCAA football season began last night with 12 games. UAB crushed Savannah State 52-0. It was the Blazers' first shutout win since 2008. Number 21 ranked University of Central Florida beat UConn 56-17. In the closest game of the night, Northwestern University beat Purdue 31-27, and Texas A&M began the Jimbo Fisher era with a 59-7 win over Northwestern State. The rest of the SEC will begin their season tomorrow and Sunday, so South Carolina hosts Coastal Carolina at 11 a.m. Ole Miss plays Texas Tech in Houston, also at 11. Number 3, Georgia hosts Austin Peay at 2:30. The number 9-ranked Auburn Tigers face number 6, Washington at 2:30 in Atlanta. That, of course, airs live right here on FM Talk 106.5 with the pregame beginning at 11:30 tomorrow morning. Also at 2:30, Tennessee plays number 17-ranked West Virginia in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Kentucky hosts Central Michigan. Missouri hosts UT Martin at 3, and Arkansas hosts Eastern Illinois. At 6:30, number 18, Mississippi State plays Stephen F. Austin. Florida hosts Charleston Southern, and Vanderbilt hosts Middle Tennessee. At 7 o'clock, number 1-ranked Alabama and Louisville play in Orlando. That'll air on ABC. And then on Sunday, number 25-ranked LSU and number 8 Miami play in Arlington, Texas at the Cowboys Stadium at 6:30. Here at home, the South Alabama Jaguars begin their season against Louisiana Tech tomorrow at 6 p.m. at Ladd Peebles Stadium. In NFL news, Philadelphia Eagles tight end Brent Celek will reportedly retire after 11 seasons in the NFL. Celek was drafted by the Eagles in the fifth round of the 2007 draft. He leaves the NFL with 398 career receptions for 4,998 yards and 31 touchdowns. Veteran linebacker Elvis Dumervil also will retire. He made the announcement on his Twitter feed Thursday. Dumervil is a 5-time Pro Bowler who spent 12 seasons in the league with the Denver Broncos, Baltimore Ravens, and San Francisco 49ers. The former Louisville Cardinal retires after collecting 105.5 sacks during his NFL career. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost the home series opener to Montgomery last night, 8-7 in 10 innings. Tonight, the Bay Bears and Biscuits play the second game of the 5-game home series at the Hank. Mobile's 2018 season ends on Monday. In the major leagues on Thursday, the New York Yankees acquired outfielder Andrew McCutchen from the San Francisco Giants. The longtime Pittsburgh Pirate is set to become a free agent following this season. Last night, the Yankees fell to Detroit 8-7. The Chicago Cubs beat the Atlanta Braves 5-4. The difference maker was a 2-run homer from Chicago's Tommy La Stella in the 6th inning.
Here's the 1-1 and a drive to right. Way back there and gone. And the Cubs lead 5-4.
The PGA Tour is in Boston this week for the Dell Technologies Championship at TPC Boston. Round 1 set to begin this morning. Only the top 100 in the FedEx Cup standings are eligible to play in this second of 4 FedEx Cup playoff tournaments. After this weekend, only the top 70 in the standings will advance to the following week's BMW Championship. Today, Tiger Woods gets started at 12:16 p.m. Bryson DeChambeau, world number 1 Dustin Johnson, and defending champion Justin Thomas tee off at 12:28. Jason Day, Webb Simpson, and Bubba Watson will tee off at 12:40. 7:48 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams. Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, so far, Mobile Police Department have been busy. Westbound I-10 between Michigan and DIP, clearing an accident. Also, westbound I-10 between DIP and 65. McVay Drive North and NAVCO have got a wreck. Also, Moffitt and Oak Hill Drive and another one. State troopers are on the scene at Wilmer Road South near Frank Williams Road. Football and pizza are something special at Papa Murphy's. The biggest, baddest pizza is now on sale. The five meat stuffed pizza is just $12. This is football pizza. Make any day a game day with pizza at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Speaking of game day and tailgating, on the way, Alec Naiman says, what goes better with your tailgate party than a good old hot dog? Coney Island dog this morning. He says it's all about the sauce. So what's in the sauce? We'll find out coming up in just a minute. First, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly on Mobile Mornings.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you have a newborn baby in the house or maybe you work at a daycare, do not give any babies formula before you check to see if it's the subject of a new health alert. A Tampa woman told WPTV in Florida that a package of Infamils purchased at a local CVS was filled with what looked to be flour. Woman says the package looked fine on the outside and its protective seal was intact, but she realized when she opened it at home that the product inside that tub was not formula. The powder has been sent to a lab for testing. Infamil says the incident was, quote, isolated, and there have been no other reports of flour for this particular batch of formula. Customers, though, who have purchased Infamil are encouraged to double-check the inside of those tubs and that formula. And a CVS spokesperson says Infamil has not recalled the product, but the drugstore chain decided to remove it from their shelves pending an internal review. If you have questions or maybe you have concerns, you can call the hotline 1-800-BABY-123. As we get set to celebrate a long holiday weekend, do you even know what you're celebrating when we say Happy Labor Day? Labor Day is a public holiday, a day of festivities held in honor of working people here in the U.S. and Canada, and it's on the first Monday in September. Now, because it's Mobile, Alabama, you know that there's a parade scheduled for Monday with more than 2,000 marchers. According to the Sweet Home Alabama website, they invite you to join us as we celebrate working people. As always, we will be tossing local union-made paper products from Kimberly-Clark Corporation Mobile Operation. The parade kicks off at 9:45 from the Civic Center, then to Government Street, Royal Street to St. Francis, around Bienville Square to Conception, to Government, back to Civic Center Drive, and ends at the Civic Center. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 752 FM Talk 106.5, and it's here, finally, what we've been waiting on so long, the real start of college football.
Oh, yeah.
It's all happening. It started happening last night, and it will happen, of course, tomorrow in a big, big way. So the big question is, when you're doing all that fun, what's cooking? What are we eating while we do that? That's why we bring in the pro, our buddy Alec Naiman from Naiman's Catering. Hey, Alec.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm all pumped up, man.
I tell you what, so am I. And so let's get the important work done here. While we enjoy all that college football, what are we eating? What's cooking?
Well, you know, listen, I always like to start the season off with a good hot dog, okay? It makes me get into the spirit of things.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I got to start with a good wiener now. You got to have a good wiener. I like them Nathan wieners, okay? Them Nathan dogs, because they all beef, and they got no filament, no nitrates, all that kind of stuff. Good old healthy hot dog, okay?
Okay. What kind is that again?
A
What brand?
Nathan's
hot dogs. Okay.
I misheard.
Yeah. All right. So now, listen. Now the unhealthy part is when you make this chili sauce. Okay.
Well, let it rip. I'll pretend like I didn't hear you say it's unhealthy. Tell me what we put in this sauce.
All right, here we go. Now you got to brown. You got to start browning you some ground beef and throw you some chopped onions in there and throw you some garlic cloves in there. Chop it up really good. You know, mince it all up. Cook that down and get it all browned up and drain the fat off of it. You know, get the unhealthy part out. All right, then you go back and you add in some diced tomatoes and some can of the green chili peppers and then sprinkle you a little chili powder in there. Squirt you some yellow mustard in there. Throw you a pinch of sugar, a couple of dashes of paprika, and hit it with a little Worcestershire sauce, a pinch of cumin, some celery seed. Salt and pepper it up, man. Now you cook that stuff down for about 20 or 30 minutes. Get it all good and kind of sauced up a little bit. I call that the Coney Island chili sauce. See? Then you grill that hot dog and throw it on a big old bun and you just smother it with this Coney Island chili sauce. And I call that a hot dog from heaven.
For sure. I sign on for that one. So it is all about, I mean, it is not completely about the sauce, but it's like 80% sauce, 20% actual hot dog.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's how, well, you know, I say it's 20% hot dog and 80% sauce.
Yeah, that's what I agree. And by the way, too, when you go to grill a hot dog, okay, because there's always a question, you know, some people will boil them and do that. Are you grilling? Do you grill your dogs?
Well, you know, I do like the little char flavor. I like it a little black, but a lot of people don't want that. You know, they don't want to look at it, think it's burned up. So you can boil it, you can steam it, you can do any of that kind of stuff. I just like that good old grill flavor on my dog, you know.
So. Yeah, me too. And it's a little easier to have the mini grill out there when we're tailgating versus the full steamer or the full kitchen to be able to boil the hot dog.
Well, you know, man, I tell you, I just can't wait for football. You know what I mean? I'm so pumped up. My Jags play tomorrow night, too, along with the Auburn in the day and Alabama at night. Man, it's a good day of football. I don't know if I'm going to get any work done because I'm going to be tuned in, you know. So.
Well, how about this? When you are back at it, like on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the other days of the week, talk to folks how they can get in touch with you to have you do Coney Island chili dogs or any of the other hundreds of recipes with Neiman's Catering.
Oh, man, please, you just call me, 473-3900. Look me up on the web at neimanscatering.com. I got my tailgate menus all up on the website. They start at $99, and they'll feed 12 to 15 people. You know, so you can have a pretty good party for $100, you know, and I do all the work. All you got to do is maybe heat and serve, you know.
Even so, I can do that. Even I can heat and serve. That's, you know, that's probably the extent of my knowledge, but I can heat and serve.
If not, get your 12-year-old child out there. They can heat and serve for you.
There you go. Keep it up, Alec. All right, man. Thank you very much, and we'll be eating hot dogs this weekend courtesy of you. Thanks.
Hey, go Jags, guys.
There you go. Alec Neiman and What's Cooking. We do it every Friday right here on FM Talk 106.5. And this time of year, what we do every Friday, too, is talk to our buddy Phil Savage for Football Friday. And we're going to talk, break down the teams playing tomorrow. Reminder, you should tune in, listen, take notes if you're part of our College Football Pick'em Challenge.
Uh-huh. Yep, because that'll make you even better at picking the games. Phil Savage really knows what he's talking about. I can't tell you how long I've been waiting to talk to him. Well, probably I can, since, actually. Yeah. It's been about 6 months,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly right. So we'll hear from Phil coming up. And reminder, about a day here till tomorrow morning to get in our Pick'em Challenge.
Yeah, the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. You'll find the link at the top of our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk106.5.